Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, it's Richard. You're listening to Bonersode 20 for August 28th, 2019. Produced by Rodley Scott. He's got two first names smashed together like he's trying to double dip on my gratitude. Thanks for trying to scam me, Rodley fucking Scott. Remember I Regret Jumping's hilarious paintball tank idea that I used a while back? Well, it's time for Marky to take another spin.
This is Debbie.
Oh, hi, Debbie. This is Cody with the City of...
Yes.
And I'm just calling because tomorrow... The Make-A-Wish Foundation is going to be in your neighborhood with little Marky Valentine. He's the local boy that you might have heard about in the news lately.
No.
Oh, you haven't heard? Oh, okay. Yeah, let me give you a little heads up. Unfortunately, he's not going to be with us too much longer. He's dying of cancer. So they're going to be fulfilling his dying wish, which is to play the part of a supervillain. They're going to give him a paintball tank, and he'll be driving all over the neighborhood, you know, up kind of around the area. And he's going to be just firing off that paintball cannon and just, you know, kind of...
Why would you be in our neighborhood? We're a gated community and he has nothing to do with our neighborhood.
Yeah, I think that's why they selected it when they came to us. You know, your neighborhood was their top choice because of the gate. Because I guess this paintball tank that he's going to be driving around in, you know, there was mention...
He's not there shooting off paintball stuff in our neighborhood. That's not legal.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's all through the city. We approved it. It's safe. It's not going to cause any, you know, injury or harm or anything like that. But, you know, they mentioned that he wanted to kind of smash through the gate with his paintball tank. So, yeah, that's why they chose yours.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. Definitely not. They're going to be there tomorrow.
This sounds like the biggest scam. I've never had such a scam phone call in my life.
I'm not asking for any information, ma'am. This isn't a scam. It's just a courtesy call to let you know they'll be there tomorrow at about 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'll have the cops at the gate also at 10 o'clock.
Well, ma'am, it's not a police matter. It's all sanctioned through the city. So, like I said, the Make-A-Wish Foundation officials...
Who can I talk to at the city about this?
Well, I mean, I can answer any of your questions if you'd like, but it's already been approved. I mean, I don't really understand why you're giving pushback on this. I mean, you know he's... Dying of cancer,
he's
right?
He's going to smash through our gate with a paintball cannon and shoot paintball around our neighborhood?
Yeah, like I said, it's not going to cause any injury or anything. It's just paintball. You know,
let him go do it in another neighborhood. Well, we're a private neighborhood.
We understand that, ma'am, but the city already approved it. And like I said, it's just going to be a couple of hours. It's not going to cause any damage or anything.
No.
And also, he's going to have he's also going to have about 20 or 30 children of his age, you know, around 10 years old, with him, and they're all going to be armed with...
Well, he has nothing to do with our neighborhood, so they should find another neighborhood, or they should find a park where he can go to a park. It's
oh, no,
not
he
going
lives,
to happen in our neighborhood.
Well, he lives nearby, and like I said, they chose your neighborhood specifically. You know, like I said, the 20 or so children that he's going to have with him, they're all going to be armed with paintball guns as well, because they're supposed to be like his foot soldiers, you know.
That's not going
to
happen. I'll have the police there at 10 o'clock at the front gate.
Ma'am, again, it's already been approved by the city. The police aren't going to, I mean, if anything, they're just going to be there.
I don't even know why.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
I mean, what do you have against children with cancer? I mean, that's pretty monstrous of you.
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all. But this is, absolutely the contrary. But this is a weird phone call. But, there's no reason for it to be in our gated neighborhood.
Well, again, I already told you that they chose your neighborhood so that he could smash through your gate specifically.
Smash through the gate.
Correct. And like I said, it's not going to cause any permanent damage.
How is he going to smash through the gates when they're operated by... This is the most absurd phone call I've ever had.
He's in a paintball tank, ma'am. It'll be able to push through the gate. It's not going to like knock it down or rip it off the hinges, but it'll smash it open.
You can't even manually stand there with your hands and push open the gate. What phone call number can I reach you back
at? He's going to be in a paintball tank. He's not going to be pushing it with his hands. And he's going to have his army of 10-year-olds with him that'll probably be able to help him if need be.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
I mean, what would be such a bitch? I mean, he's dying of cancer.
Hello?
Hi, Ann?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Slee, from down the street. Ann?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't say anything.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know Steve.
Oh, it's Sleeve McDykel. I don't know if we ever met in person, but I'm sure you've seen me around. I have the facial tattoos. Anyways, I'm just calling because I was checking my security cam footage, and I was wondering if you could stop coming over and jiggling my doorknob in the middle of the night. I mean,
that's a number that came up, and
you live on Warrington, right?
I'm not telling you where I live, but I haven't been jiggling any doorknobs.
Well, yeah, I live.
So I think you've got a wrong number.
Well, I live down the street from you. I'm in, you idiot. This is my cell phone.
Your number comes up being in.
Well, yeah, that's because I got my cell phone, but I live here on Warrington. And look, I don't know what you're up to. It's no big deal or anything, but can you just stop doing that? It woke me up last night, and, you know, it's.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Derry.
Yes.
Hey, I was talking to Ann a minute ago, but I think we got disconnected.
Yes?
This is Sleeve from down the street.
Sleeve who?
Sleeve McDykel. And I was asking her if she would just please, you know, just kind of do me a favor. Like, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it or anything, but I caught her on my security camera. She's the one that's been jiggling my doorknob.
We have been out of town for a month.
Yeah, this was from a couple of months ago. I was just.
No, we haven't been doing anything like that. So.
Well, I have her on my security footage.
What's your address? What's your address?
69, and I have her on the security camera. It's definitely her.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She hadn't been jiggling any doorknobs.
I don't know.
But believe me, if she has, we won't be doing it anymore.
Well, I mean, can you ask her to stop? Because, I mean, it's a little ridiculous.
Listen, I'm not going to ask her to stop because she didn't do it, okay?
Well, she definitely did, though. The footage doesn't lie.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Cody with the city of.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, I'm just calling because on Thursday, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is going to be in your neighborhood, and they're going to have little Marky Valentine with them. He's the local boy you might have heard about in the news.
No.
Oh, you haven't heard? Yeah, unfortunately, he's dying of cancer. He won't be with us too much longer. But they're going to be fulfilling his dying wish, and that's why they're going to be there on Thursday, and I'm just calling to give you a heads up so you're not kind of caught off guard. They're going to be supplying him with the paintball tank, and he's going to be just kind of driving up down your street and all over the neighborhood, fulfilling his dying wish because he wants to play the part of a supervillain. So he'll just be kind of creating chaos and, you know, firing off the paintball cannon and, you know, just kind of creating bedlam.
Who is this?
This is Cody with the city of.
Cody with the city of. I don't.
Correct.
And what's your last name?
Nonamsky.
Okay.
And yeah,
so,
he'll be there on Thursday between 9 and 10 in the morning. So you know, I don't know if he'll be.
And
home
he's
going
to be shooting. And he's going to be shooting paintballs on the street.
Well, yeah, but it's like a paintball tank, so it's like giant. I guess they're about 8 inches around, kind of paintball cannons.
This is Thursday. My goodness, I was going to be. What was I going to do Thursday? I think I was. Going to have my eyebrows trimmed, but they get bushy, and
but that's kind of you're one of those metrosexuals.
No, it's just they get in my eyes, and so
you don't wear eyeliner, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. No. How about you?
No, of course not. That's silly.
You kind of sound like you do.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Your voice is very smooth. It's not scratchy at all.
Okay.
You know
so what are
saying?
You saying?
You've got an AM radio kind of voice.
Sir, are you coming on to me?
No, why would you say that?
I don't know. You just, the way you're talking about my voice, it's kind of creeping me out a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this is getting a little inappropriate. I think I should just move on.
Do you have other people to call?
I do have other people to call, yes.
Can I help you with that?
Oh, no. No, this is city
Cody,
business.
Can I help you with that?
Sir, you're starting to scare me a little. I'm just going to move on.
Well,
okay.
Well, that's. I'm sorry. You're making you uncomfortable. And sorry for your sensitivity there.
Does your wife know that you're gay?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah,
oh, she does.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Hi, James.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor Winston from down the street.
Okay.
And I'm just calling because I was checking my security cam footage, and I was wondering, do you think you could bring back the socks that you took off of my clothesline?
The socks we took off of your clothesline?
Yeah.
We don't ever hang clothes outside.
Yeah, I do. I know you came over and took my socks off my clothesline. And like I said, it's, you know, no questions asked. We don't have to make this a big deal or anything, but, you know, if you still have them.
What makes you think we took them?
Well, I have you on my security cam footage. It's definitely you.
All I can tell you is we don't have them. I think you've got the wrong party.
Oh, no, this is James, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, like I said, it's definitely you. Like, there's no need to lie about it. I don't know, you're probably embarrassed. It's understandable,
no.
But just bring them back, you know? Like, what do you need them for?
I'd like to see your footage because...
Oh, come on, I know it's you. Just fess up. Like, you don't need to lie. It's okay. Just bring them back if you
lying.
Have them.
I'm not lying, and I think you're trying to pull one on me.
Pull what? I mean, I put my socks out, and you came over and took them.
What is your address?
I'm at the house that you keep coming over to and taking my socks from.
What is your address?
It's the brick house.
I don't care about the brick house. I don't understand
why you're being evasive and you're lying and you're just playing dumb. Like, come on.
I don't understand why you called me.
Because I want my fucking socks back, you asshole. Bring my socks back.
My friend, we do not
know. Oh, I'm not your friend, motherfucker.
Okay, I've had enough. Goodbye.
Just bring my...
Hello, this is Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. It's Cody with the City of...
Why would you be calling me?
Oh, I'm just calling because the Make-A-Wish Foundation is going to be in your neighborhood on Thursday. And they're going to have little Marky Valentine with them. He's the local boy that you might have heard about in the news.
No, I haven't. I actually live in the city of city limit.
Right, yeah, but you're still under our jurisdiction. And the reason I was calling is, you know, they're going to be...
No, you're not. No, we're not. We're not.
Yeah, of course you are.
We're not under your jurisdiction.
Ma'am.
You're not welcome to come in this neighborhood, and a police report's being filed with the city of...
What are you talking about, ma'am?
Quit calling. You've called all of the neighbors and...
Ma'am,
I'm not allowing paintballing.
Ma'am, I'm calling with the city of... I'm not sure what you're speaking of.
I'm speaking of a Mr. John has been calling from the same number all over the neighborhood, stating that they're going to bust through our gates and do paintball on Thursday, and that the mayor of approved it.
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, I guess you already heard from your neighbor, but I was just calling to give you
but we won't allow it in here. We don't want paintballing through our neighborhood. You're not allowed. It will be trespassing, and we will all file charges.
No, it's all through the city of ma'am. It
doesn't matter.
We have permission.
Guess what?
We have permission.
We live in the city of
yeah, but you're still under our jurisdiction for this, and we have approval for it.
We are not, and you don't. We'll file a police report. Goodbye.
Marky has been dying of cancer for about 5 months now. He's a fighter, that one. Thank you, Rodley Scott, for helping keep little Marky Valentine on life support. Thanks, I Regret Jumping, for thinking child cancer is funny. And thanks, all of you, for your support. Bye.
If children were wishes, my mother spent hers on impossible. Oh,
This is hot. You guys are the hottest thing since Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark, man, that guy sucks.